You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Every year, the Portage District Library sets up a few display cases that highlight local veterans. Veterans like Doc Stoll, an Albion professor who was a conscientious objector during World War II. Here's local historian Steve Rossio.
He decided he didn't want to fight. He wanted to serve his country, but he didn't want to carry a gun. So they made him a combat medic. And he went with an artillery unit. He was involved in fighting through France. He was part of the Battle of the Bulge and so forth and so on. So he saw a lot of combat, but he didn't carry a rifle. And what's so unique about this particular collection is he saved everything. All of his paperwork, his uniform, his equipment, he packed it all in a footlocker, and his wife was gracious enough to loan us the items for the display.
But instead of the display cases alone, the library decided to add something new for Veterans Day this year. Tonight, the library will recreate the era of our country's oldest veterans, World War II vets. Librarian Ruth Cowles had the idea to turn part of the library into a 1940s dance hall.
My idea was to do something different that would still honor the veterans, but yet put a fun twist onto it. So I kind of thought, I remember my grandparents. My grandpa was in World War II, and when he came home, he would say the best part was to go dancing with my grandma. And so that's why I thought, what would be fun that would be back in the time? And it was a dance hall, and I thought we could do that.
My dad is a veteran, and in talking with him, he had always said that he doesn't really like to go to veteran ceremonies. You know, he did his service, he's proud of what he did, but that just doesn't interest him to go and listen to other vets talk or to share his story or what have you. But he loves going and listening to music. So if they have a veteran's band playing songs or something to that effect, he'll go to it.
Steve Rossio says some veterans feel uncomfortable in the spotlight. In fact, when the library helped advertise StoryCorps' Military Voices initiative a few years ago, Rossio says only 5 local vets showed up.
They kept saying things like, I was part of a team. I don't want to focus on me. I did my job and I'm proud that I did it, but I don't need to be a hero. I wasn't a hero. And I ran into a lot of that where, you're just sharing your story. No, I'm making myself sound like a hero. And I don't like that. So it was kind of an interesting glimpse into their thought process. It wasn't they were ashamed. It wasn't that they were upset about what happened. They just didn't want to be the one that was bragging about what they did.
Rossio and Cowles hope that this new kind of event will attract all veterans. But how do you recreate the 1940s? First, there's the music. The Gull Lake Jazz Orchestra will play big band music, a combination of swing, bebop, and other genres of the era. The library will also have employees dressed the part, like the soda jerk, who will serve non-alcoholic mixed drinks.
A soda jerk comes from, as far as I understand, it comes from the operation of the taps. So you jerk the taps to get the beverage out.
Cowles says she hopes the event will be fun, but also inclusive.
We would just like to honor anyone who's been in the military. They've given up their lives. They've given up their time for us, to protect us. So that's why we want to honor them.
You can attend the Big Band Salute to Veterans tonight at 7 at the Portage District Library. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.